Noon. A tradition, handed down from the early ages and confirmed by the revelations of the saints, tells us that the ascension of our Lord took place at the hour of noon. The Carmelites of St. Teresa's Reform honor this pious tradition by assembling in the choir at the hour of midday on the ascension and spending it in the contemplation of this last of Jesus' mysteries, following him in thought and desire to the throne of his glory. Let us also follow him. But before looking on the bright noon which smiles on his triumph, let us go back in thought to his first coming among us. It was at midnight in the stable of Bethlehem. That dark and silent hour was an appropriate commencement to the 33 years of his life on earth. He had come to accomplish a great mission. Year by year, and day by day, he labored in its fulfillment. It was nigh to its fulfillment when men laid their sacrilegious hands upon him and nailed him to a cross. It was midday when he was thus raised up in the air. But the Eternal Father would not permit the sun to shine on Jesus' humiliation. Darkness covered the face of the earth, and that day had no noon. 3 hours after, the sun reappeared. 3 days after, the crucified rose again from the tomb, and it was at the early dawn of light. On this day, yea, at this very hour, his work is completed. He has redeemed us by his blood from our sins. He has conquered death by his resurrection to life. Had he not a right to choose for his ascension the hour when the sun is pouring forth his warmest and brightest beams? Hail, holy hour of noon, sacred with thy double consecration, which reminds us daily of the mercy and of the triumph of our Emmanuel, of salvation by his cross, and of heaven by his ascension. But art not thou, O Jesus, O Son of Justice, art not thou thyself the noontide of our souls? Where are we to find that fullness of light for which we were created? Where that burning of eternal love which alone can satisfy our longing hearts? But in thee, who camest down upon the earth to dispel our darkness and our cold. It is in this hope that we venture to address thee in the sublime words of thy faithful bride Gertrude. Quote, O love, O noontide, whose ardors are so soothing, thou art the hour of sacred rest, and the unruffled peace I taste in thee is all my delight. O thou whom my soul loveth, thou who art my chosen and my elect above all creatures, tell me, show me, where thou feedest thy flock, where thou liest to rest in the midday. My heart kindles with rapture at thought of thy tranquil rest at noon. Oh, that it were given me to come so near to thee that I might be not only near thee, but in thee. Beneath thy genial ray, O Son of Justice, the flowers of all the virtues would spring forth from me, who am but dust and ashes. Then would my soul, rendered fruitful by thee, my master and my spouse, bring forth the noble fruit of every perfection. Then should I be led forth from this valley of sorrows, and be admitted to behold thy face, so long, so wistfully longed for. And then would it be my everlasting happiness to think that thou hast not disdained, O thou spotless mirror, to unite thyself to a sinner like me. End quote. Footnote. The Exercises of St. Gertrude, 5th Exercise.